Sports Wrap. Sports Wrap with Tholakele Mganga.
We're just going to throw a sports wrap in the middle of the week because we can, Tholakele, because I want to speak to you about Serena Williams.
Yes.
and this announcement that came out yesterday. She wrote us all a letter in Vogue magazine about why she is choosing to retire after the US Open.
Mm-hmm.
But I think the big talking point and what I've been asking on the show is the fact that she's had to choose.
Absolutely.
Between having a family and building her tennis resume.
I think it was so, I remember thinking yesterday when she had posted on her Instagram that it's kind of fitting that it's coming on Women's Day where we have this reminder that Mandy Wiener can be a great journalist and all of that. But unfortunately, she has to pick between being Mandy the journalist and Mandy the mom. It's like the two of them can't exist together. And for Serena, in a sport that requires her whole body, her whole energy to be involved in it, we know with Olympia, she had for I think until 16 weeks, she had kept that pregnancy private, went on to win the Australian Open, and then posted that nice little selfie to be like, oh, hi guys, I'm pregnant. And then she took the break from the sport and has struggled to kind of refine her form since then. So it's a sad moment, but also I think there is a part of us that was expecting it. It was only earlier in the day when she actually had won her first singles match in 15 months. To think of the fact that Serena Williams had gone that long without winning, the fact that she's gone this long without reaching Grand Slam number 24, there were already those questions about when she's going to retire. And of course, we know with the men in her sport as well, the likes of Roger Federer, the likes of Rafael Nadal, we are losing this golden generation who've given us the best memories, unfortunately, in tennis, but age seems to be creeping up with them.
This does open the great debate around whether or not Serena Williams is the GOAT, the greatest of all
yes.
time. So there is definitely an argument, and she acknowledges that argument in her letter, saying that she hasn't broken Margaret Court's record of titles, which, of course, was before the Open era
yes.
as well. But she also, Serena has 4 Olympic medals,
yes.
gold medals. So how do you determine it? Is it by how many Opens you win, how many majors you win? Is it what you do off the court, on the court? In my view, I think Serena's the GOAT.
I was actually just about to say, when you think of Serena Williams' legacy, it was so funny when I walked into the studio, Coco Gauff was on screen. She's the girl that's paved the way, that's had to deal with a lot of the racism, a lot of the abuse, a lot of the questions about why you're doing this, why you're behaving this way. She's made it easier for the likes of Naomi Osaka, the likes of Coco Gauff, Sloane Stephens, though we still wait for her to have that final push through. But she's paved the way for so many of this young generation. And I think that for me, yes, the argument for some men will say, well, the women's game doesn't play 5 sets, all of that, but she can only do what's in front of her, and she's done it absolutely well. The titles are there to speak for themselves. Yes, we'd like for her to get number 24, be better than Margaret Court, but in a lot of ways she surpassed Margaret Court's legacy when you think about everything that she's done on and off the court.
My favorite quote from her was in the letter was, I'd like to think that thanks to me, women athletes can be themselves. They can play with aggression and pump their fists. They can wear what they want and say what they want and kick butt and be proud of it all. And that's the legacy of Serena Williams.
And she showed up 23 times at Grand Slam finals and walked away a winner each time.
Tholakele, thank you so much. I think that we agree. Serena Williams is the GOAT.